From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Europe braces for a new wave of refugees. The word has gotten out that passage through Hungary is now easier for migrants. Hundreds of them have arrived by train in Vienna. Officials in Hungary have decided to allow thousands of stranded refugees to travel by train to the border. In Vienna, Austrian relief workers and other volunteers offered tea, cigarettes, candy, food, clothing, and blankets to the migrants. European Union foreign policy head Federica Mogherini says the migrant issue will be present for a long time.
We are all facing a dramatic event. I don't say an emergency event because this is here to stay. This is not an emergency. It's an urgency we are facing. But it is not something that starts that day and finishes that day. It is here to stay.
Federica Mogherini. Guatemala is holding general elections. The vote comes in the wake of a corruption scandal that triggered the resignation of President Otto Perez Molina last week. A team of experts is rejecting explanations by the Mexican government of the apparent kidnapping and killing of 43 college students last year. Mexican investigators claim that the students were burned in a garbage dump in a case of mistaken identity. But a new look by the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights concludes there is no evidence for that. The new report says the fate of the Iguala students remains a mystery. South Sudan's rebel leader says his group will ratify a recently signed peace agreement on Tuesday. Former Vice President Riek Machar told VOA he is committed to the full implementation of the agreement. He said he has petitioned mediators and regional leaders about the government's violations of the accord. This is VOA News. Kurdish militants attacked a convoy of Turkish troops Sunday near the borders with Iran and Iraq. Guerrillas from the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, say they killed 15 soldiers when they fired on two military vehicles in Hakkari province. The death toll has not been independently confirmed. Turkey's prime minister hurried back to Ankara from a visit to another city for an emergency meeting with his security team. Recent days have seen a flurry of senators in the U.S. announce their positions on the international nuclear accord with Iran. Three Democrats opposed the measure. Others are voicing reluctant support. Michael Bowman takes a look.
Like many Democrats, Senator Chris Coons is not wildly enthusiastic about the Iran nuclear deal.
Frankly, this is not the agreement that I had hoped for.
But like most Democrats, Coons supports it anyway. In recent days, five other Democratic senators issued similar statements of support despite misgivings. Given unified Republican opposition to the accord, all eyes are on the remaining handful of Democratic senators yet to announce. Already there is ample backing to sustain President Barack Obama's promised veto of a resolution of disapproval from Congress. Michael Bowman, Washington.
A new wave of Saudi-led airstrikes struck Houthi positions in Yemen's capital on Sunday. Jets bombed Houthi military positions and Yemeni army bases in Sana'a. The bombardment follows a Houthi attack that killed more than 60 ground troops from the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, and Yemen. Those troops were supporting forces loyal to exiled President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi. 10 people are reported dead and an unknown number are missing after a charter fishing boat capsized off the southeastern coast of South Korea Saturday night. One survivor said the boat capsized in an instant due to strong waves. Group of 20 finance ministers and central bank chiefs say global economic growth is slower than they had expected, but they say they are confident that a worldwide economic recovery will gain momentum. In the final communique of a two-day meeting in the Turkish capital Ankara, top finance officials from the G20 nations promised to take decisive action to keep the economic recovery going. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko said the ceasefire in eastern Ukraine has not broken this past week. Mr. Poroshenko says no Ukrainian soldier was killed in combat over the last 7 days. That's the first time that has happened since the Western Brokered Agreement was signed in February. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.